This is one of my favorite sections of the scripture. It is a nativity account of Jesus, but it's really a funky one because it looks at it from God's perspective, that he was sending his son down into humanity in order to redeem us. And I'd just like for us to focus on verse 14 and following of chapter 1. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. John testifies concerning him. He cries out, saying, "This was he of whom I said, 'He who comes after me has surpassed me, because he was before me.' From the fullness of his grace, we have all received one blessing after another. For the law was given through Moses, grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God, but God, the one and only, who is at the Father's side, has made him known." This is very lofty language to describe a very straightforward event. The fact that God sent his son Jesus to be our Redeemer, our Savior. And it contrasts the fact that God, in the Old Testament, gave his law on Mount Sinai. And these were the rules, the expectations that God had for humanity. And if we don't abide by them, our sin is shown and we are deserving of his punishment and wrath. But when he wanted to demonstrate his forgiveness and love, he sent his Savior Jesus. And that's what Christmas is all about, is the celebration of God's Son coming to earth to bring us redemption, to die for us upon the cross, to save us from our sins. This has always been a really profound truth. And many people through the thousands of years now since Christ came have pondered this, and they've thought about how profound God's love is. And the children tonight are going to recount the scriptures, the gospel message of the profundity of God's love, that he would send his son in order to redeem humanity. And the children, you know how kids get at Christmas time, and they have this look of marvel, and everything is so exciting, and the lights and the trees and the presents and everything else. And they have this kind of innocent wonder about them. But as we start to ponder the enormity of what God is doing by sending our Savior, you never really lose that awe and that wonder. It just deepens with time. No matter how old we get, we still find it incredible that God would do this for humanity. So tonight, you're going to hear from one of the great theologians in Christianity through these last 2,000 years was our namesake in the Lutheran Church, Martin Luther. And you're going to hear him discussing tonight in his explanation of the second paragraph, or what's called the second article, of the Creed, which talks about Jesus. You're going to hear him in character here talking about that profound nature of God's love and how Jesus came in order to redeem us. So as we listen to the children and we think, oh, how cute, how wonderful, Johnny or Susie or whoever's up there and all, don't lose sight of the fact that the message they're telling you is awesome. It is incredible and very profound. And we're going to be pulled back to Martin Luther occasionally in order to hear him explaining on our intellectual level the amazingness of God's love in Jesus Christ. So I hope you'll enjoy this contrast between little children talking and one of the great theologians. Of all ages, of all ethnicities, God's amazing story of salvation and love in Jesus Christ is profound, and it speaks to the intellect and it speaks to the heart, and that's why we're here tonight, to praise him for that awesome story.